What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie. You've heard me mention Rakuten, formerly Ebates, multiple times on this podcast. Well, now, instead of them giving you $10 when you spend your first $10, you get $40. So you would sign up for Ebates, click the store you want to shop at, it's going to bring you to that website, and once you make your $40 purchase, you're going to get $40 in return, either PayPal or a big fat check. I've earned over $200 using Rakuten, and it is an online shopper's dream. You can get cash back on top of the $40 that you get when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? I don't know how many times I can say that. It's the holiday season, and with COVID and more stores being online and selling products online, why not get cash back for shopping online? You're buying some of these gifts for free, you guys. Link is in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. This won't happen forever. It's going to go back to $10 or $25, but $40 is big. This is a legit steal. Act now. P.S. I forgot to mention, and when you refer a friend, you get $40, they get $40. So click the link so you can get your $40. Hey y'all, before the episode gets started, I just wanted to come in really quickly and say that before recording this episode, I wasn't sure what I was going to record. And then when I did record, I went to church on Sunday and the pastor preached about giving, and not in a sense of giving to the collection plate, not in a sense of giving to the pastor. It had nothing to do with money. It was strictly about giving. The same exact thing I had already recorded the podcast about. That let me know that this was the episode that I was supposed to record. I told y'all, it always comes around for me. So I give you a million and one examples in this episode. P.S. It wasn't really a million. I give you a bunch of examples in this episode as to why givers was the topic for this week or today, because I don't know when another episode is coming out. It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 days from now. Because I don't know if you noticed, but I'm on a roll. It's no longer 8 episodes for the year. Just know that. But I just wanted to say, on top of the examples that I gave when I went to church on Sunday, the topic was basically giving, and it solidified me doing today's episode. So I hope you get something from it. Hey everyone, it's Angie. Welcome back to the Sincerely Angie Podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in weekly, or whenever you tune in to listen to these episodes. I really appreciate you all. I know it may seem like there are a good bit of ads before the podcast actually starts, but you know, a girl has to make money some type of way. So I appreciate you all for either listening and or skipping through the ads. And if you've clicked any link to sign up for Rakuten or whatever I may have suggested, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Today's episode is called, I think I'm going to title it, Dear Giver. And I may ramble a bit, but it's going to come together in the end. So I was sitting down to record this morning, and I was going to talk about gratefulness, because so far this morning, I have had an absolutely amazing morning. I woke up, I took a bath, I brushed my teeth, washed my face, and it was still early. So I had time to do so many things, and it just felt good. I fixed me an avocado toast. Actually, I had two of them. But just so far, it's been a really great morning. I had good rest. It was broken rest, but it still was good rest. Like, I felt great this morning. I feel great. So I was going to get on here and record and talk about gratefulness and how grateful I was for each and every person who listens to the podcast, for the people who are around me, who support me and influence me. My good friend, Eric Lewis from the I'ma Keep Going podcast, the IKG, which I have been on plenty of times. He's been over here as well. I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling him about something I wanted to start doing. as I mentioned it to him, I was telling him, you know, oh, I wanted to start reading more books, and I said that I would do that in a new year. And I'm like, well, why would I wait to the new year when I can start now? And him being the awesome person that he is, he said, okay, I'm going to pour into you. Since you are going to start reading more books, let me buy a book for you. And he asked if I wanted fiction or nonfiction. And then I told him about a book that I had been wanting to read, and then he purchased the book for me. And that's just friends like that. And he posed a question on his podcast, the most recent one, where he said, when was the last time you were nice to someone? And it made me thought of his kind gesture that he did. He's always been like that, though. If he knows that you are doing something or into something, he will pour into you in any way that he can. And I appreciate that so much. He is such a giver. I also started to think about my good friend DJ, who has been on the podcast multiple times. It's been a while since he's been on. I want to say Dear Education was the last one that he was on, but we are going to have to get him back for it, either Dear Jesus or Dear God Part 2. And I'm going to enlist his services. But he is also a person who has been a giver to me, and he supports the podcast by listening whenever I put out a new episode. My YouTube videos he'll watch, and I'm just so grateful for people like that in my life. Now, I went to the dentist the other day, and I was talking to my dentist because she's like my BFF. She's amazing. And she was asking me if I was finished my shopping for Christmas. And I told her that I was. I said I really only had to shop for my coworkers because my family is just going to get money. And she was like, oh my goodness, nobody has ever said that they were finished shopping. I said, well, you know, money is easier. And my coworkers, I knew what I wanted to get everyone. I just had to find it that would be personal to each person. And I got everybody journals. So I went to the store and I found journals that kind of went with everyone's vibe who I work with. So you have some who are spiritual. I gave them a journal that had a scripture on the top. Or someone who may like pink, I gave them a journal that had pink in it. Or if they like cats, I gave them a journal that had cats on it. So I found those things for my coworkers, and we had our little exchange yesterday, and I gave them their gifts. And for the most part, everyone was, the ones that I did see, they were grateful for the gift that they did give for me, and they appreciated it. And I said all of that to say, when you give, you feel a sense of, it's something inside of you that feels good. And my dentist said, girl, you are so thoughtful. Like, for you to take the time out to do all of that, it doesn't matter how much the journals cost. She said, the fact that you took the time out to do that. And I said, well, yeah, you know, it's nothing. And she was like, oh no, that's really thoughtful. Like, that's amazing of you. And it made me feel good, not to get the accolades or anything like that, but just to be able to buy about 10 coworkers a gift in general, it's a blessing. It has nothing to do with obligation. It's strictly, it feels good to be able to give to other people. I remember there were years when I just financially, I was not willing to spend any money because it was, things were tight. But now I'm in a place where it is better to give than to receive. Now, last year for my coworkers, I got them all the same thing as well. They got little fleece blankets, but the colors were, or the character that was on the blanket was kind of personalized to the person. So if, like I said, someone liked animals, they got a blanket that had animals. Someone liked blue because of their sorority, they got the color blue. Someone had a red car, I got them a red blanket. Like, that's the way I operate. So because Christmas is right around the corner, it's literally tomorrow, not literally, but it's in a couple of days. And I just wanted to talk about giving. So all of those things that I just mentioned made me think about giving. So I had to pause before I press record on the podcast. And I had to write down some bullet points of what I really wanted to talk about as it relates to being a giver. We all know that it is better to give than to receive. So if you are going to be a giver, I have some points. They are in no particular order. So I'm just going to talk about them as they come. I did write them down. So if you hear my notebook, just disregard it. The first thing that I would say to give is to give God time. Now, this is twofold, because I mean it in a sense of give God time, like spend time with God. Get out your Bible, read your Bible, pray, just give him some time. Spend time with him. And then the second part of give God time is if you have prayed for something or you're believing for something, give him time. It's not on your timing. Give him time to do what he does best. And I'm preaching to myself. There's some things that I've been wanting for a very long time. And it gets frustrating when they don't manifest. But you have to give God time. And when I felt such a spirit of gratefulness this morning, I know that I have to get back into my Bible more. Because I pray and I listen to motivational things. But sometimes I don't always pull out my Bible. So while I'm telling you all to give God time, I'm speaking to myself. Give God time. Give him time to do what you asked of him and what he promised he will do. And also give him time. Out of 24 hours in a day, how many times a day do you actually, or how much time out of that day do you actually spend with God? Give him time. Number two, give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to live. Some people see things on social media. They see everyone has these houses or these fancy cars, these purses or these red bottoms or whatever these people have. You see the glitz and the glam online and then you rush yourself. Give yourself a chance to live. Give yourself a chance to go through to get to. Give yourself a chance to be. You can't rush it. You can't be 20 saying, man, I should have did this and I need to do it. You still have time. I know that tomorrow's not promised, but give yourself time to evolve. Give yourself time to be and to grow. When you plant a seed, it does not grow the next day. Now, unless it's a pumpkin seed, because listen, pumpkin seeds, those things, I mean, literally hours later, things happen. I have pictures on my Instagram. I may have to make it a highlight. I'm getting off topic. But give yourself time to grow. Just because you plant the seed today does not mean tomorrow you're going to see the fruit. Give yourself a chance and give yourself time. Speaking of time, give time. In the Bible, it speaks of your time, your talent, and your treasures. Give those things to others. Give time to yourself. Give time to God. Give time to your friends, your family. Give time to your kids. These kids need us. This generation is very woke and they're very innovative and their patience is very short. But give time, spend time with these kids, spend time with your family, spend time with your elders, spend time because it's something that's very precious and you cannot get it back. So give time. Don't forget to include yourself in the time that you give, but give time because we give a lot of time to our jobs. We give a lot of time to our businesses and to our content that we have to put out. We give time to social media, all of these things. But just give time to the things that are even more precious than time, which is each other. Give back. And when I say give back, either go to your neighborhood, give to the little kids in the neighborhood, give to elders or homeless people that you may see in your neighborhood. If you go back to your own school and give back, as a matter of fact, this is another thing that sparked this Dear Giver episode. My sister and her husband went to my niece's son's school, which is their grandchild, and they gifted his entire class presents for Christmas. Like they dressed up as Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they went to his class and they gave all of the kids gifts. And then they ended up making it to the local news website because of this. But my great nephew, he didn't even realize that that was his grandparents. So he came home and he's saying, Santa came to my school. Santa gave me this. Santa gave me that. And he didn't even realize that it was his grandparents. The innocence of kids is absolutely amazing. You have to love it. You absolutely have to love it. It is such a blessing. I felt so much joy in my heart that my sister and her husband were able to give back. And that's the way I feel when I give those gifts and when I do the money Christmas at Christmas time from my $5 challenges that I've saved up over the year. But I mean, just giving back is a blessing. And I assume that's probably how Eric feels when he does the thing that he does and how DJ feel when he does the things that he does. Giving back, it just does something to you. So it's more about how you feel when you do it than it is about the actual gift to the person. Like, the gift probably didn't cost you much of anything, but the feeling that you feel on the inside is worth more than everything. I hope that makes sense. It is better to give than to receive. And I think that when you give cheerfully, as they say in the Bible, be a cheerful giver. When you give cheerfully, it actually comes back to you in the form of gratefulness and the joy that you feel in your heart from when you give. I hope that all makes sense. Next topic. On top of giving back, when you give gifts this year, don't go broke trying to give gifts. If you really paid attention to people, most people, they don't ask for much. They'll tell you throughout the year what they need, or if you know the person, they show you what they need. Most people are not into getting gifts. They prefer time. They prefer you to invest in them. If they're doing some type of investing and you invest with them, that's probably going to mean more to them than anything. So being a cheerful giver, and when you give gifts, make sure that you're giving a gift that the person actually could use or want, and not something that you think they would like. So if you're out buying Louis Vuitton purses and the person who you are with, that's not even their style, it's kind of a waste, because that's not even something that they are into. So just pay attention to people, and when you give the gifts that you give, make sure that it's from the heart and that you're giving something that is beneficial to that person. Yeah, I hope this makes sense. I really do. Give to get. And this is speaking from the sense of, or from the point of view of giving to others so that you can get joy in return. Not, oh, let me go buy this for people so I could be happy. No, I mean, actually give what you can give. Whatever you give, do it and know that you're going to get blessed in return by a joyful feeling, by a clean heart, a clear heart, and just the pure joy of knowing that you've made somebody's day. Those kids at the school with my sister and her husband, they were ecstatic. I saw the video. They ran and they were just ecstatic. And then a teacher cried. The teacher, I think, is the one who actually wrote in so that they can be featured on the website. But they did that out of the kindness of their heart for their grandchild and his friends. And it touched the teacher so much that she rewarded them by reaching out to the news station. I'm assuming that's how it went. I don't know. But the fact that they did it out the kindness of their heart, the reward that they received was being publicly acknowledged. You give life to the words that you speak. We all know that the mouth is powerful. We all know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And once you speak words, you can't necessarily take them back. And they say that some words are sharper than a two-edged sword. So just be careful of the words that you speak. If it's not speaking life, if it's not speaking inspiration, if it's not speaking motivation to someone, just kind of reel it in. Be careful of the things that come out of your mouth. The young adults are paying attention. These teenagers, these kids, they're listening and they're paying attention. And the words that you say today can affect those kids in the future. Think about yourself. How many times have you thought about something someone told you as a child that you still carry with you today? Exactly. Be mindful of the things that you say to the kids, to your coworkers, to your family, to your loved one, to your husband, to your wives. Speak life into them. Don't tear them down with your words. Do not do that. And when you're angry and you're saying things, be careful of the things that you are speaking. My niece, I was helping her with her homework one day and she got frustrated and she walked off. I was about to get frustrated in return because she walked off. But a couple of weeks prior, I had told her, if you're having a moment and someone is frustrating you or you get upset, I said, just step away, collect yourself, and then come back. And that's what she did. So when she came back from the restroom, I had to tell her, it's rude to just walk away from someone. I said, how about if you're feeling frustrated, you say, can I have a moment, please? And then walk off instead of just walking off. I said, because it's a little bit disrespectful, especially if an adult is talking to you, for you to just turn your back and walk away. And then she came to me this week and she was telling me that she had a mark on her hand because someone hit her. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, you're going to be upset with me. She said, this person did this to me and I got upset and I hit him and I was ready to fight. And she said, I know that you told me I should breathe and that I should walk away. She said, but what he did wasn't right and I just had to get revenge. And so then I had to tell her that vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I had to try and make her understand that statement. So I said all of that to say, these kids are listening. Be mindful of the words that you speak. Be mindful of what comes out of your mouth and make sure that you know that the words you speak, you're giving life to that. So if you are planting seeds of doubt into someone, doubt is going to come out of those seeds. If you're planting seeds of encouragement and inspiration and motivation, those things are going to come out of that. Be mindful and know that you give life to the words that you speak. So be careful with what you say. And then the very last thing that I would say about being a giver is that you should only give what you have to give. Whether that's your time, your talent, your energy, your money. I was talking to my cousin the other day and she said, you know, we hadn't been talking. I didn't know if I was stressing you out or anything. And I said, girl, I'm full. I can receive whatever you pour into me. Because right now there is no anger in my heart. There is no frustration in my heart. I'm at peace right now. So whatever you pour into me, it'll bounce off me like water off of your back. You know, it won't stick. It won't sink down into what I have going on. Because right now, whatever you give me, I can give you love and peace in return. So only give what you can give. This Christmas, if you don't have the money to buy any gifts, gift everyone with your thoughts and your prayers. Gift everyone with, or the ones that you're gifting gifts to, give them a handmade gift. Or just come straight out and say, hey, I can't do it this year. Maybe I'll get you for your birthday. And understand that Christmas necessarily is not about giving gifts. It's to acknowledge the birth of Jesus. And the three wise men did go and bring gifts to Jesus at his birth. But just know that it wasn't about going broke for the holidays, or it wasn't about giving what you didn't have to give. It was strictly about celebrating the birth of Christ. And that's what we want to make sure that we keep when it comes to Christmas at the forefront of our head, that we know that it's not about giving gifts. This year, like I mentioned earlier, I've only gotten my coworker gifts. My family members, they're going to get gift cards and or money. It's just easier because there's a shift and a transition that's going on within a few of my family members' lives. And just a gift right now would not be beneficial to them. So it's better for me to give them what they can use in this moment. I'm not going broke by doing it. I started saving at the beginning of the year for this moment. So I'm giving what I have to give. I'm not going to go broke giving it. I'm not going to be without giving it. I'm not going to lack by giving it. I'm giving what I can. Your time. Don't agree to something if you don't have the time to do it. Don't give the time if you don't have the time to give. Don't give your last if that's your last and you don't have it to give. If it's something that you really need and you cannot give it out or cannot give it away, don't. Be okay with knowing that your heart is pure and that you're only giving what you have to give. Don't put yourself in a deficit all for the sake of being a giver. I've been wanting to do an episode on givers and takers, and I never got around to doing it, but here's the giver side of it. Give what you have to give. And if you don't have it, don't give it. The best thing you can do for someone is give them the gift of prayer. At the end of the day, if you can't do anything else for me, pray for me. I'll take it. I got myself covered in prayers as well, but pray for me. If you can't give me anything, pray for me. And I love you for that. Thank you all so much for listening. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year. I will be back with another episode, but for now, be blessed and be a blessing. And have a great day, have a great evening, have a great night whenever you're listening to this. Thank you all so much for all that you do for others. I appreciate you. If nobody else appreciates you, I do. Shout out to DJ. Shout out to Eric. I love you all to the moon and back. Thank you so much for everything you do. And thank God for this podcast and this platform. And thank God for everyone that I'm attached to. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I promise I am. I love y'all. Bye. P.S. I'm back with your meme moment, and I almost uploaded this episode without putting in a meme moment. So then I go online and I search givers, and mostly everything that came up had to do with givers and takers. And I was trying to stay away from that aspect because this episode was more so about giving than taking. So I found one that says, there are two kinds of people in this world, givers and takers. The takers may eat better, but the givers sleep better. And I only said that one strictly because it kind of piggybacked off of what I said about how good it feels when you give to others. But the one that really caught my attention says, you don't always get back what you give, so give wisely. I did not talk about this or go too deep into this portion of giving strictly because it's the season of giving. But when you give, you're not supposed to expect anything in return. Most of the people who I've gotten a Christmas gift for this year, my family, they don't necessarily know that I got them a gift because I didn't broadcast it, because I don't want them to think that they have to get me something in return. Even my coworkers, I had only told a few, especially one of the newer people, that I was going to get gifts for people just so that she could know, hey, don't feel any type of way. This is what we do. If you choose to bring a gift, you do, but just accept whatever people give you. It's out of the kindness of their heart. Not that she had to accept it, but just kind of telling her, hey, this is how we do things, so just go with the flow. But when gifting or when you are a giver, you don't necessarily do it for the praises. You do it because it feels good. You do it because you want to. You do it cheerfully. You do it genuinely. You do it from the kindness of your heart. You're not doing it for any other reason. So if someone is out here giving and then they're sharing every single detail about why they give and they're giving video footage of them giving and, I mean, just all of that other stuff, there is probably an ulterior motive. Now, granted, they could also be sharing it just to show you that there are still good people in the world. But when you give, you don't always have to be the person who boasts about it, because your reward is actually in heaven. God is going to bless you 10 times over for the things that you have done. And I'm going to say this quickly and then I'll get off of here. Last year, when I hosted the Christmas party, I spent some money. And the gifts that I had purchased and the money that I had given away came up to about $300 and something. Well, I went to the casino after Christmas, a couple of days after, and I won $300, $400 something. So I got the money that I spent on Christmas gifts right back. Here's a disclaimer. I am not telling you to give to people and then go to the casino to get your money back. I don't condone gambling. That was last year. This is a whole new year. I divorced the casino in June. I'm not saying I haven't been back. I'm just saying I divorced him in June. It may not be a biblical way because I went to the casino, but it was a return on what I did genuinely, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I spent it on people. I purposely put money aside to spend on people. I gave it to them. Everyone was excited. They had fun with the games and the gifts that we had. And then that money came back to me. So people got gifts. And although I didn't need the money, it was replaced. I didn't ask for it. Didn't pray for that money to come back to me. Just strictly gave from the kindness of my heart. And it was returned to me. That's it. That's all I got. Ain't got no more.